happened in my life is going to...
You get more and more Shanti. The more you understand Ishwara, the more Shanti.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the truth of it, Shanti.
So I'll have Shanti in the mind instead of the other things?
Yeah. Without Ishwara, it's very tough to have any type of Shanti. Because you have to see everything as, you have to understand it all as Ishwara, and you put yourself in the midst of that so that you can affect what's happening by your change of attitude and behavior, but the reason that changes things is because you're just evoking, you're working the laws a different, little bit differently. You know, if one way of behavior or past behaviors, past karmas, are causing a certain type of situation to arise, which is painful.
Yeah.
Just not desirable.
Yeah.
But you can neutralize those karmas, first of all, by your attitude. And the attitude really has to do with seeing everything as Ishwara, knowing that the ananda of yourself is really the only source of happiness that exists.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see everything as Ishwara, then you can kind of surrender to the manifestation of this particular constellation,
mm-hmm.
which is a painful one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can... Because you have free will, you can change your attitude or change your way of being in that situation, which neutralizes or stops the production of that type of negative karma.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were talking the other day, just the simple thing of saying, I'm sorry, if you cause somebody pain, or even if there's the two of you, for whatever reason, are in a painful situation and you don't know why, really, kind of like what Jagadish said, I'm sorry for whatever part I have played in causing this pain, because none of us are unconnected. I mean, if there's something painful, it's also, you're also involved in it, and there's also your karmas. It's not just, the karmas are all interrelated, so you can say, for my part, please, you know, please forgive me for whatever I've done, you know, to generate this type of negative situation.
Yeah.
And that helps to neutralize it. And it helps to neutralize it on the other side also. You have to remember, you are not a jiva, you're Brahman. You know, that's the reality. You are Brahman, you are Ishwara, in fact. But within duality, there's an infinite spread of laws that are taking place,
yeah,
based upon the collective karma of that situation, of which you are a part. And so it's karma upon karma upon karma, but you're in there, you know, and you as a jiva, you know. And so if you want to have any kind of control over that neutralizing, that's where all of this antakarana shuddhi comes in. It all has to do with changing your attitude or changing your position in the situation, changing how you are in the situation. In fact, in family therapy, there's all different types of family therapy, tons of them. There's several major ones, but one of them, I forget which one it is, but I forget the name of it, but the basic motto for it is try something new. try something new, do something different. Because if a certain relationship, for instance, isn't working, you can't really make the other person do anything. You can ask them to, but you don't really have control over that, but you can do something different.
Yeah.
And the idea is that in any relationship, if one person does something different, then the other person has to do something different in their response to what you do. And so
yeah,
it breaks, just by, you know, try something different, it breaks the constellation that you're caught in. Because if you do something different, then the whole thing changes. Just
so
by that.
It can't repeat exactly
the same. It can't repeat exactly the same because you're not behaving in the same way in it. And so for us that are gaining knowledge and everything is a sadhana for us, we're on antakarana shuddhi, that's a nice motto. When you say try something different, means you think it through, and what is, you can even visualize, what is the behavior that I would like to have in this situation? What is the attitude I would like to have? And then you practice that attitude. Or you practice, that's that pratipaksha bhavana, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
where instead of giving back or giving the same type of hostility or whatever it is, you do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. So prayer helps change that attitude. Then.
Prayer and action itself, like, try something different is actually, Swamiji will joke and say, fake it till you make it.
That's right.
He said that exact thing to me.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. But that's a tongue-in-cheek, because actually it is not at all faking it. Mm-hmm. It is doing an action which is not easy or spontaneous for you, but is what you would like to do.
Yeah.
So you make yourself do that, even though you may not have the heart to go along with it at this point. You would like to have the heart to back the action, because that's your value. Mm-hmm. But you haven't found that freedom in yourself yet. And so you do the action anyway.
Well, how many times do you have to fake it? I mean,
until it's natural. But actually, even doing it once breaks a pattern. And the results are of doing it are usually such an incredible release for you, even if it does not have a lot of impact on the other person. Mm-hmm. It's such a freedom for you, because you've actually broken yourself out just by the act. You break yourself yeah. out of a certain
freedom
thing that you're caught in, that is pain-producing for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if the action isn't so much an action but an attitude? Or, like, let's say yeah. someone wants to talk about something and you don't like it, and instead of, like, tuning them out, the action would be, like, listening, or how can you, like, quote, not fake, but practice an attitude?
You don't have
the practicing of an attitude is really bringing in that attitude, you know? And it may not be something, an attitude that you can easily have, mm-hmm. but it's an attitude that you want. And so when you're finding yourself having another attitude in that situation, mm-hmm. you can say to yourself, is this the attitude I really want to have? Mm-hmm. What is a better attitude? Mm-hmm. And then you can practice that attitude. Or you can say, this is the attitude I would like to have. Sorry, just I don't have it at this time.
So if, let's say, it's compassion that I want to have.
Yeah.
I just, even if I can't feel it or don't feel it, I can at least contemplate that it's compassion that I would wish to have.
Yeah, that you would wish to have, and you can fake the compassion. Not, it's not faking it exactly, but it's your actions are compassionate, even though you are not manifesting inside a real compassionate feeling, but your actions are compassionate. Because the compassion and the compassionate action is what you value. That's why it's not faking at all. It's just retraining your mind according to your value system.
In the prayer.
It's not what you call... what's that word? Bypassing. It's not an emotional bypass. It's not at all an emotional bypass, because you know very clearly what you're feeling. But you also know that what you would, how you would like to be in that situation. And so you just push the limit a little bit. Like, say you would like to be more patient. Say, you know, so you push the limit of your patience. No, I would like to be patient. Let me just be patient. Mm-hmm. If you didn't come in and say, I would like to be patient, let me be patient, then you'll just act out the impatience, because mm-hmm. there's no value coming in to say, let's try to be patient. It's like build, you know, like in the gym, if you're trying to build up strength, you're building up emotional and mental strength by actually practicing your values when your values are not... You're not really able to act out of your values without some use of will.
And it works quickly.
It works quickly. Yeah.
My partner and I can get into arguments,
yeah.
and I'm very feisty.
Uh-huh.
And I can really make him mad yeah. by coming back in a feisty way.
Yeah.
Well, and I bet you know just how.
I do too.
I do too.
I get myself more and more angry. And so I realized I don't want to do this anymore. And so I would stop. First, I would stop by not saying anything at all, just not engaging. And that was the first part. And then the second part was he would get really angry, and then I would apologize. And the first couple times I did it, you know, I didn't want to. I wanted to get mad, you know. But saying the apology and just saying, I'm really sorry for whatever I did. I'm so sorry. I hope you can forgive me. It just diffused it. And then every time after that, it just gets easier and easier to where I don't even get... He can get really mad, and I don't even get mad. Yeah. And it's not like I'm shutting down. It's just like he's having a reaction. It's going to run its course. I don't need to get involved in that, in it.
Yeah.
So it's very powerful to just do the thing that you think, you know, the value that you are trying to manifest. Just do it. Practice it the first time.
Because it's such a reward.
It is so rewarding, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then prayer slips into this, because prayer itself, when you're praying for an attitude, that changes the attitude as well, isn't it?
It does.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but prayer changes the attitude too, because it gives you the strength. It's like you're asking for Bhagawan's help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then let Bhagawan come and help you. But it does take some willpower, because we have grooves running in our brain. You know, like a situation will trigger a response. And if you don't have any kind of auto-suggestion going on to kind of give space between the trigger and the response, it just...
Yeah, you're up.
It's like there is no space. But when you find yourself doing reactions that are behaving in a way that you don't want for yourself and for your own peace, then you can say, okay, when this happens, which I think, Tara, that's what you're saying, when this happens, I'm going to do it differently. Mm-hmm. I'm going to respond like this. That's an auto-suggestion. That auto-suggestion gives you a moment of space between the trigger and the reaction. And in that moment of space, there's time for your will to come in. But without an auto-suggestion, it happens so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger, reaction, you know. And then the pain is already created, and it's all in your body, and you have to wait for it to... Once it gets in the body, unless you take some Xanax or something...
Right.
You're stuck until you just have to kind of wait for the chemicals to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But you know, I think for us, even though it's not always easy, and you don't always you can fail at it and fail at it and fail at it, but as long as you keep trying, you know, that means your whole life is a sadhana. That's the truth. You either see everything as Ishwara and enjoying yourself, and then just living out the prarabdha, or whenever that's not so, then there's something to work on. There's a sadhana there, you know. Like, say, negative things happen, which they do, then, you know, that's really my prarabdha. This negative thing is happening, and I have to handle it objectively. That's what Swamiji always has said. It's so simple. He said this all year. It took me years to really know it. And you have to... Good things happen means they're not... They're meant to be pleasurable for you. That's sukha-dukha, 50-50. But many things happen that are certainly not designed for your pleasure. They just are not. Whether it's Swamiji or anybody, it doesn't matter. You're a human being. So many of these things are not designed to give you a free little sukha nip, you know? No. So those things, there they are. They have to be handled objectively. But the more you gain kind of nishtha, it's all Ishwara, you know, and you handle it objectively, you do your best in the situation, you know, and you handle it, you do your best in the situation. You have to try to neutralize it as much as you can.
And you don't have to be superhuman to get this attitudinal change. I mean, it doesn't require...
You don't have to be superhuman, but I would say this, not at all. But there has to be a mumukshutvam and a vairagya. Because what you'll notice is that the mumukshutvam, what I mean by the viveka that comes with the mumukshutvam, the reason you have mumukshutvam is because you have realized that there's no way to gain any type of lasting ananda or wholeness from fulfilling your desires in the world. It is not possible. It's not your fault, nobody's fault, not Ishwara's fault. It's the nature of the creation. It is not possible. And so once that's understood, then the next step of that comes from that understanding is a certain vairagya, which means I can want all this, all that, you know, I can want this terribly, but the result of it is not going to free me. The result, the ananda that I get from it will really only be momentary. You know, and so as I start really understanding that, I'm more willing to not place all of my, you know, eggs in one basket, like I must have this in order to be happy. Because I know it isn't true. And so more and more I'm able to accept what is given, you know.
Ishwara.
And Ishwara, yeah, the karma yoga buddhi, where you accept what is given, and then you can, as prasad, and then you can try again. Oh, let me try this in a different way. And then it still doesn't work. You accept that as prasad. Well, let me try it in a different way, because I really want this. Say that that's the buddhi has a tenacity. I really want this. Try it again in another way. What if the answer keeps being no? And that happened to me with trading when I was doing stock trading, you know. I had all these screens. I had like 12 screens up here. Lost everything. I mean, every time I didn't lose everything, but, you know, it was not good. No, 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 no. And finally you say, okay. I surrender. I'm not going to do it anymore. But what I'm saying is that there has to be that karma yoga buddhi where you said no, okay, you can try again. No, okay, you can try again. You can keep trying, but you take everything as prasad. And, you know, you realize yourself in the play of things. And why is all this playing out? Well, if I look at that whole thing, that was just really some real heavy duty karma to kind of live through. And you live through it, lasts for as long as it does, and then it completes itself, but you're there in that situation, which is actually very painful. You have to accept it. So all of these things, I mean, life is challenging. That's not a very challenging example. I mean, who cares about trading, really? But if you're into it and you keep losing, it's frustrating, you know? But there's other situations, like health situations and things that are much more serious than that, and then to be able to handle it.
Well, you're grabbing for security, though, too. I mean, that was a grabbing at being safe?
No, that's not what it was for me.
Okay.
It was fun. Fun and addictive. Anyway.
Okay, good.
We'll chat this, and then we'll teach it next week.
What'd you say?
You're going to chant it, teach it next week.
I don't know what
this
is.
Advaita
Mukranda. No, because we had a nice little satsang there.
Yeah, I loved it.
That's the kind of thing you always want.
Om
Kataksha Kirana Chanta Naman Moha Diye Namaha Anantananda Krishnaya Jagan Mangala Murtaye Nahi Nana Swarupam Syat Nahi nana swarupam syat ekam vastu kadachana ekam vastu kadachana tasmat akanda evasmi tasmat akanda evasmi vijahat jagatim vidham vijahat jagatim vidham. Let's do it again. Verse 25. Are you there, Marjorie? Verse 25. Advaita Mukranda.
I just can't find my last page. It's here somewhere. It's okay.
First, okay, how about page
7?
Page 33.
That's right. It's page 7.
It's all right.
It's 25.
Yeah,
it's 25
to 24, and then I don't
already have.
You don't have any more pages?
Oh, this is 25.
Oh, up here. Oh, okay.
Okay. Repeat after me.
I was here and didn't know about you.
Verse 25.
Thank you.
Nahi nana swarupam syat. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana. Ekam vastu kadachana. Tasmat akanda evasmi. Tasmat akanda evasmi. Vijahat jagatim vidam. Vijahat jagatim vidam. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana. Ekam vastu kadachana. Tasmat akanda evasmi. Tasmat akanda evasmi. Vijahat jagatim vidam. Vijahat jagatim vidam. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana. Tasmat akandaha eva asmi. Vijahat jagatim vidam. It says, just briefly, na, not, he indeed, nana swarupa, the swarupa, a swarupa, a nature which is manifold, nana, means having very different parts. Nana means a swarupa, which is made of different parts. Nana, so a swarupa which is manifold, of many different natures, nana swarupam. Syat, na syat, not, it is not. Ekam one, vastu, one vastu, a vastu, a thing. Really, the vastu is the name for Brahman, a thing, because the only real thing is Brahman. Because everything is a conglomerate, names within names. So a vastu, which is one, ekam vastu, a vast nominative, a vastu, which is one, na kadachana syat. At no time, never, nakadachana, can never be syat, nana swarupam, have a manifold, be one, for whom, but bhuvri, for whom there is a manifold nature. So a vastu, something, a thing, which is actually ekam, one, mm-hmm. nakadachana vastu, nakadachana syat, nakadachana, never, with the syat, it can never be. Nana swarupam. It can never, in English we'd say, it can never be one for whom there is a manifold nature. In English we'd say, for something which is, for a vastu which is one, that can never have a manifold nature. It can never be made of parts. A vastu which is truly ekam, which is truly one, can never have a swarupa, a nature, which is made of parts. So if the vastu is ekam, is one, it can never have many parts. Its nature, its essence, can never be nana. Nana means manifold. Tasmat, therefore, akanda eva as akandaha eva asmi. I am akanda. I am non-dual. I am undivided. Kanda means to divide, to have parts, right? I am akanda. I am undivided. Indeed, eva indeed asmi, I am akandaha. Tasmat, therefore, akandaha eva asmi, therefore I am akanda, I am undivided. Vijahat, vijahat, giving up is a present participle, giving up the jagatim bidam, giving up the divisions, the division, the bidam, giving up the division, which is jagatim, which is born of the world. That's a tadita. Jagatim means born of the world, born of the jagat. So giving up the duality, the bidam, which is born of the world. So, in other words, giving up the upadi, the jagat upadi, the jiva jagat ishwara upadi, giving up the upadi of the jagat, I am akandaha, I am one. Why? Because an eka vastu, a vastu which is one, which is truly one, that Vastu can never have many parts. So, but I experience only parts. So giving up the upadhi, I am one alone. I am akanda. So it's just a teaching methodology. We'll go through it next week. I'll unfold it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
What a great verse.
That one and the next one we can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.